So a round of it happened in Florida. Got that for you right now. Woody and I are going to share three stories here real quick. That's what we do. All of these stories are true. The thing of it is they could have happened anywhere all over the globe, but you need to figure out which one of them happened in Florida because, you know, Florida consistently cranking out the weird stuff. And so we celebrate Florida in this way. If you spot the Florida story first, that's how you win this thing at 844-4-WW-SHOW. Woody has story number one.
Everybody has got their pet peeves, right? And the dude in story number one has a pet peeve about litter bugs. Remember those PSAs back when we were growing up, right? Somebody on the side of the road picking up trash, saying don't litter. There was the crying Native American guy who was crying because people were throwing trash over the land. Dude in story number one was upset that somebody threw a cigarette butt on the ground. What do you think he did? The most American thing possible.
Lawsuit.
Picked up.
You're so close.
Threw it at him.
The most American thing you can do, Chelsea.
You always said lawsuit was the most American thing you could do.
Yeah, I was thinking in a different vein. Our friend in story number one is a concealed weapons permit holder. He drew his weapon down on the man and forced him to pick up the cigarette butt.
All right.
I think most people who have a concealed weapons permit would say that's not legal at all. The dude who threw the cigarette butt down says, what are you going to do now? And that's when our friend went back to his tent and grabbed a knife and threatened the cigarette tosser with it. Now, when the cops showed up, this was at a state park. They were camping there. He's like, nah, I didn't draw my weapon. My wife handed it to me. We felt threatened. Was it in Florida where if you throw a cigarette butt on the ground, you should expect a weapon drawn on you?
Story number two, Chelsea, you've been pregnant.
I have.
The woman in story number two is pregnant with twins.
Okay.
And once she started visiting the doctor to, you know, keep up with her pregnancy and make sure everything's going right, they discovered something strange about the mother's body.
About her body? She had an
third boob.
She had like two more kids in there.
I'm sorry. Woody's answer was third boob.
I feel like you would know that without an ultrasound.
I don't know. I think Chelsea's right. I don't know that you'd need to get pregnant to discover that. Do you know what I'm saying? This was something they discovered because of her pregnancy with twins. The answer is dual uterus. Not dueling. Although, man, how awesome would that movie
be? One is enough.
Not a dueling uterus, but dual uteri.
How does that work when you're getting pregnant and the such as?
Everywhere.
Incredibly unusual. She has two separate uteruses joined at the cervix, apparently. Both releasing an egg. Both getting fertilized at the same time. It's a 1 in 500 million shot, apparently.
To get pregnant or to have that situation in your body?
I guess to have the entire situation where both of them are functional and pregnant with twins.
I guess if they were timed right and they both released an egg at the same time, but you guys just release so many swimmers, they just go everywhere? Like, which one do they decide to go to?
Cool beans. We're going to need that, obviously, for sure.
Yep.
I have so many questions, and that's horrifying.
She's got the old bicornuate uterus. I don't think it has anything to do with her eating corn, although it just sounds like it does.
You can't, like, a regular exam prior to being pregnant wouldn't somehow tips off a doctor?
It's a great question, and I guess it wasn't, in her case, discovered until that point, but maybe it could be. And obviously, once the child was there in each, it became pretty evident what was going on.
Crazy.
Was it Florida is the question for you at this point. And by the way, the children have been born at this point and both healthy and all as well. Woody has the third and final story.
Third and final story has to do with a woman who came home to the sad realization that her home had been broken into. This happened Monday morning. She knew something was wrong when she opened the front door to her house and then realized that all of the taxidermied animals that she has on her inside her house had been rearranged and were staring at her. That's how she first knew. You know, we were talking about weird stuff yesterday that had been stolen. They stole some money in a jar and part of her stereo system, but not all of it. But when she opened the door, first thing she says she noticed was that all of the taxidermied animals were pointed directly at the front door. Also, somebody had gone to the fridge and removed a beer and placed it in her taxidermied raccoon's hand. So it looked like it was holding a beer when she got home. The officer reported that the beer was still cold, so it was obviously taken out of the fridge and placed in the raccoon's hand recently. They figure that they just missed the criminals when she got home.
Apparently, I mean, you didn't get the audio on this. They caught the guy. The guy's name was Daniel.
Oh, Daniel. Oh, my baby. You did a great job. Oh, my baby. Oh, my
she seems
oh,
happy.
Daniel. Oh, honey. May I touch her?
You bet.
Yeah, she seems like she's actually enjoying the arrangement.
Was it in Florida where...
And there was a guy there playing the banjo or whatever that was, too, which was nice.
Somebody took a beer out of the fridge and gave it to the taxidermied raccoon.
That's not a euphemism.
Courtney, all three stories actually happened. Which one went down in the Plywood State?
Number three.
Story number three. No, Ohio is where that one went down, oddly enough. Gerhard, Ohio. I'm sure I'm saying that perfectly right. Let's see. 50-50 shot goes to Bill. Bill, what do you think?
Number one.
Number one, yes. Just a camper who pulled out his piece in Pensacola, Florida, while he was camping. The reason? One of the other campers had thrown a cigarette butt on the ground.
And story number two, not even in this country, England is where the mother of twins was discovered to have the dueling uteri, a 1 in 500 million shot.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.